We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we have been talking since last week about Josh Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting being arrested by the feds, being held without bail because he had possession of child pornography.
I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, asking to be released to his family where there are six kids in the home. I don't think so, Josh.
No.
Keep dreaming, bud. Anyway, he didn't go into court. He was on Zoom making his court appearance yesterday. And they were saying, he's not a flight risk. Just let him out. But hello, he's a danger to kids. So the judge finally said, there's no way I'm letting you go home to your family.
Good.
I don't think you're a flight risk, but I'm not letting you go home to your family.
Child risk is what
yes,
you are.
Yes, you cannot go back to your residence with six kids.
No.
I mean, who would let somebody do that?
So nobody.
He's
going to
be living somewhere else with an ankle monitor and somebody else watching over him. That's how, you know, they're gonna handle it right now. So he did get released, but his family just keeps saying, we know he's dealing with a porn addiction. Now, honey, this is a whole other level.
Yeah.
This is not a guy on his computer looking at chicks all day or whatever he's looking at. This is a problem.
Yeah.
This is beyond a porn addiction.
This is an illness that needs some treatment and some help.
And this, I mean, you... Come on. I can't with these people. It makes you wonder what goes on in the rest of that family.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he got busted. He got accused of molesting girls when he was 14, including his sisters. And then he got busted cheating on his wife. And then she kept getting pregnant and stayed with him. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
And they pay these people for a show, too.
Well, not him anymore. They canceled the show.
I know.
They canceled the show because of him.
They did spinoffs
with his sisters, which is... You know.
You're perpetuating it.
Exactly.
Just take them off the TV, please.
Take them off. Good morning, Riggs. Would you like to hear what I did last night to always mess things up?
I don't believe you actually did this yesterday, because I didn't even know this about you.
You didn't
yesterday.
Know that I have a little interest in golf.
Didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that because I don't ever do it. Here's the story. Years ago, when I was married, my ex liked to golf, so I went to the driving range with him a couple times, and when we went, he was like, holy crap, you're really good. And I was like, I am. And he wasn't just blowing smoke. I don't know why I'm good at this sport, but it was one of those sports I never really was exposed to, never tried, and always thought golf would be so boring, okay? Like, no interest. So when I tried it...
Well, it is. But it's not.
I tried it, I liked it, and I was good at it. So I was like, well, now I need to golf more because I got some natural talent here. I don't have many talents, Riggs, but this is the point of exposing people to everything you can and finding out what they're good at.
Golf is boring with the wrong people.
I agree.
Let me say that.
Because for me, I like the social part.
Yes, because I've golfed with people that suck and I'm like, ugh.
Well, no, we suck. We sucked last night, but that's not the point.
Okay.
So
no, I'm talking personally. I don't like people and I can't golf with people like that. You're stuck out in the middle of nowhere for 4 hours chasing around a little ball.
You got to like these people.
Well,
here's where you're going
to
laugh at us, Riggs. We showed up for our tea time at 5 o'clock. It's me and three other ladies. They invited me to go to their golf. They have a golf course they can go to.
So you play the front nine or the back nine?
We played nine. I think it was the front nine. Was it the front nine or the back nine? Somebody, I don't know. So we were out there. There was four of us girls. And we were having a really good time. But see, we were going to eat dinner at 7, okay? So
Were you walking or driving carts?
We had two carts.
Okay.
So two of us were in one cart, two were in the other, okay? Right. And we ended up all kind of being at the same level, actually, where we played kind of the same, so it worked out. So when balls went in the water, nobody cared. But I never got a ball in the water. They kept saying, Allie, that's impressive.
Nothing in the water? Nothing in the sand? Any sand traps?
I was the only one who didn't get the ball in the water. I did get it in the sand once.
Okay.
But
birdies, bogeys, what was your par?
On one hole, it was the second hole, and my friend goes, you're about to hit par. Because I was like, I don't know how I'm doing this. Like, I don't know. But as soon as I had to putt, I screwed it all up. Listen, let me just tell you how the night went. So we were supposed to play nine holes
Yeah.
And 2 hours went by and the phones start ringing. And there are other women coming to meet us. They're friends of their friends. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I'd love to have dinner with your friends and get to know them. So it's 7 o'clock and they're calling and they're like, where are you? And we're like, we're on the fifth hole. We had been out there for 2 hours and we were only on the fifth hole because we kept stopping and talking. Riggs, there were guys, we didn't think there was anybody behind
us. Did people playing through you?
No, we didn't. There was nobody behind us when we started. But by 7 o'clock, somebody had decided to jump in and was behind us. And this poor guy on the golf course is like, could you guys keep it moving? This kid that like worked there. It wasn't even somebody on the golf.
It was the ranger. You had the ranger come out and ask you to keep it moving. That's the ranger.
Like, can you please keep it moving? And we're like, no, really, we can't. I mean, Riggs, 5 holes. We were out there for 2 hours. We definitely stopped. And
you
had
just
some,
talking the whole time? Yep.
We stopped after the first hole and started discussing like one topic that we all had, that we kind of all had in common. Then we got to like 2 holes down and then we started talking about another girl topic that I'm not going to get into on the air. And we just were talking and like enjoying it. We're women. So we're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we have questions and then we want to know this. And da-da-da-da.
But I know why. When I used to play golf, I would always have to play through the women. I always felt weird, but they were like, go ahead, play through. And they would let us go.
Did you always have to?
A lot of the times, yes.
And I said to my friends, I said, this is like really women are talkers. Like we are by nature talkers. Yeah. So you get us to, but I loved it because we were having a good time. We were moving our bodies. We were getting exercise and we were being social. Those are all great things, you know, for mental health. I was like, this is like the best mix for me, man.
I thought it was just because they sucked at golf.
No.
And they weren't as good, but it's just because you're just talking.
It was only a little bit of how bad we were. We only got
that.
5 holes in 2 hours because we wouldn't stop.
You packed it
talking.
Up after that?
Everybody, the girls were there for dinner. We had to go in. There, because
but you didn't finish 9 holes. You don't have a true score.
I was with my girlfriend, and we were golfing with a bunch of her mom friends from the school, right? So
yeah.
I was getting to know these women. They were great. But they were showing up for dinner with us. And the four of us on the golf course are like, we're only at hole 5. So we quit and we went in.
I blame you because you're the talker.
It probably was me, but
probably
when I was telling
you.
Stories, they kept listening, so I kept going. You got to cut me off, Riggs.
That's what I'm going to do right now. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't
what?
It feel good?
Oh, you mean Summerfest?
To look at the calendar and know that Summerfest is coming in September.
It's coming, it's coming.
And they announced the lineup this morning. Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, yes, it is 3 weekends in September. Mm-hmm. So, like, pretty much all September long. But
September is going to be a good month.
Let's start off with the first weekend, right? Because we've got on September the 3rd, Chance the Rapper that will be in town for Summerfest.
Dude. So happy about this.
Yep.
So, like,
Chicago
honestly,
boy.
Riggs,
yep.
You had me at Chance the Rapper. What else you got?
Oh, really?
There's more?
There's more, because that's just the first weekend, Ellie. Go to the second weekend.
What?
Three men.
I need a sitter every weekend in September, don't I? Wait.
Three men.
The next weekend at
Summerfest. The next weekend, September the 8th.
Women are going to drop or throw their panties in the air.
It was probably one of the last shows you went to before COVID dropped. The Jonas
I'm
Brothers.
What?
September 8th. Not bad, right?
The Jonas Brothers.
Now, these are just the main stage and the American Family Insurance stage, right?
Jonas Brothers is going to sell out, no problem.
Absolutely.
I mean, the women are going to love that one.
Tickets are on sale to all these shows right now, by the way. If you go to 1037kissfm.com, we can link you up to, to Summerfest.
So we got Chance the Rapper.
Yep.
We're announcing Summerfest headliners. We got the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. And by the way, these are just Kiss artists. So there's other people like Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's coming.
Mm-hmm. The Zach Brown Band. Chris Stapleton, if you're into country.
Zach Brown Band will sell out in
the
5 seconds.
The Dave Matthews Band, they're coming.
That'll sell out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, Dave Matthews Band is the last night. And then Miley Cyrus.
You know what?
Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus, back-to-back weekends. You kidding me?
Miley Cyrus.
What?
The last time we interacted with her, I was interviewing her. You weren't here yet. This is like 12 years ago. She fell out of her folding chair, Riggs.
Was this back in the Hannah Montana days?
A little bit past that, but okay. Not to the day we're at now, many years ago. She fell out of her, you know, folding chairs fold together and suck you in.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
She folded together and sucked her in.
Way to go, Miley.
But she was great. She's beautiful. I mean, Miley Cyrus is one of those people. Person is stunning. But
there's tons of people on the side stages as well. So you got Miley Cyrus, Jonas Brothers.
Don't try to
say,
shoot
Chance
me off
rapper.
when I'm fangirling Miley Cyrus, okay?
I'm not shooing anybody off. I'm just saying there's a lot of people coming to Summerfest.
I want to like talk to her this time though, Riggs. Like, we need to re-interview her because she's so...
I wonder
so,
if they'll even do that.
She's so different. Oh yeah, because of COVID. Yeah. She's so different now. I would kill to interview her again, you know?
Totally different person.
Yeah. She's grown up, yeah.
Flo Rida, T-Pain.
What? T-Pain?
T-Pain.
Did you say T-Pain?
T-Pain, yes.
Oh, uh-huh. Buy you a drink.
Bleachers, if you're into that kind of stuff. Okay. Like the alternative stuff. Nelly, of course. Nelly, I feel like Nelly comes almost every year.
I feel like Nelly and Ludacris come to Summerfest every year on a side stage,
yep.
But it may just be me.
And of course, Styx.
Oh, God.
Styx
again,
comes every
another
year.
Another one
They're
on
always
the side
there.
Stage every
Styx
year.
Probably asks, hey, can we play Summerfest? They're like, yes, settle down. We have a place
Meanwhile,
for you, Styx.
My kids are like, who the hell's Styx?
You'll know who Styx is. Trust me. Trust me. Which one of those three songs should we play? Should we play Chance the Rapper song? She did one of them.
Now that I heard Party in the USA, I wanted that up in here. But I love Chance the Rapper. I'll take anything you got.
We'll do Party in the USA, all right.
And then we'll do
the next.
Chance the Rapper after that.
Okay, perfect.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I, you know, lived through the Friends era. It is Throwback Thursday. Friends, one of the biggest shows ever. They're getting ready for the reunion, and people are losing their minds.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a reunion. It's just them talking about it. But Courtney Cox opened up to Ellen about one of the scenes she hated filming. And even if you don't watch Friends, you know the famous fountain scene where they're dancing in the fountain in the intro, right?
Oh, during this part?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody knows the fountain scene.
Yeah.
Well, Courtney Cox has never talked about it before. She said it was hell when they filmed that scene. She said, we were dancing
Hold
in
on.
A... Oh, sorry. We were dancing in a fountain for hours, and we didn't know each other. So they were filming the intro.
They weren't friends at all yet.
No, they literally weren't friends yet. And so she said even Matthew Perry was like, what the hell? Like, they were jumping around, freezing. She said it was not fun. She didn't think it would take that long to film them dancing in the fountain, but they literally sat in that fountain for hours dancing around. Can you imagine the stuff that goes into TV, you know?
Yeah.
Now you could just use computers and be like, that's a cut. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, right.
Now, but back then it was like, we got to film it again.
Where was that at? Was that in New York? I think it was.
Which fountain is
the
it?
The fountain. TV's most iconic fountain, Cherry Hill in Central Park, where it is. Yeah.
Well, I've been to Central Park. Mm-hmm. My sister lives
That's
in
what they say.
The city.
So they didn't like that scene at all with the umbrellas and everything?
I should go to the Friends Fountain. I probably walked past it and didn't even know
probably.
It. My sister probably didn't say anything, and I had no idea.
And everybody's taking pictures in front of everything in New York, so
you know I got
you
engaged
know.
In Central Park. Did you know that?
Did you really?
Yes.
That's so cliche.
I'm also divorced, which is also cliche.
Yeah. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Spill it. I heard confrontation.
Yeah.
And I heard story. Spill it, Riggs.
You love drama, don't you? This involves animals, though.
Do you think I watched 90 Day Fiancé and Married at First Sight for my health?
Right.
No, I watch it because I like drama, my friend.
So, first of all, have your dog ever, like, had an involvement with other animals that aren't dogs? Like rabbits or squirrels
yes.
or anything
if
like that.
If Bella sees a rabbit in the backyard, she goes nuts. And the rabbit goes under the fence somehow and she just barks. Yeah, for sure. I get it. They chase squirrels. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're out walking with Samson yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've talked about this before. We usually walk around Forest Park Middle School over by where we are.
Because
mm-hmm. in the afternoon, it's empty. There's a huge open parking lot with like this big open field with some trails.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody ever there.
Right.
So we'll let Samson kind of run off the leash and we'll throw the ball around with
him. It's like owning property without owning property,
yes.
Riggs.
You know
kind
what?
I have your own land.
I pay taxes for the school, and we don't have kids, so this is the way I see we get to use the school without having kids.
I get you. So what happened?
So as we're walking Samson, I get to a point where I go, I'm just going to let him off the leash.
Yeah,
there's
nobody
around.
Here. He'll be fine. We're in a field.
There's a couple cars in the parking lot, but nothing that's going to hurt him because they're going slow in a parking lot. And as I let him off the leash, I see there's this little like black ball moving along the sidewalk. And I'm like, is that trash? I'm like,
like a raccoon.
It looks
something?
Like, then I thought, is that a raccoon? Because it was big, dude. It was
really?
Really, really big. Probably easily the size of a basketball, this thing. It was big.
And it's on the area you're
it's,
at.
It's over, like a little across the street on the other side. But Samson sees it.
It wasn't a possum.
It was a rat. It was the biggest rat I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, God.
And it's leaving the trash back behind the school. And it's just walking down the side, and there's this other car starting to come out of the parking lot. So Samson darts.
You're sure it was a rat?
I am 1,000% sure.
The size of a possum.
It was a huge rat.
That is disgusting.
Because I ran towards it, because Samson's now running towards the rat.
He wants to let him kill the damn rat.
He's trying to kill the rat. The rat's trying to run into the woods to get away from him.
You're trying to get the dog.
And this is all happening in front of two separate cars that are in the parking lot trying to leave. So they've now stopped, and they see my dog fighting this rat right in front of their car. The rat, like, gets up on its legs and hisses at my dog and snatches at him. Samson gets a bite on his lip, on his underneath his chin. He chases the rat into the forest. We have to drag my dog out of the forest. And when he turns around, there's blood coming all out of my dog's mouth. And I'm like, I don't know. Did he kill it? Is this the rat's blood? Is this my dog's blood? No, this was my dog's blood, because the rat drew blood from my dog.
What?
The rat bit my dog, like,
what?
Right on his lip and
I
under his chin.
Up. This is crazy.
There's two cuts on my dog. He's just, blood is coming out. Thank God my wife carries tissues everywhere in her right hand, so I've got something to kind of stop the bleeding and stop it, you know,
okay.
Make it stop a little bit.
To recap, you're telling me a rat the size of a possum showed up when you were out with your dog and bit your dog. Did I hear that correctly?
100%, yes.
And your dog weighs how much?
He's about 60 pounds.
He's not a small dog,
no.
People.
He could have taken this rat, but this rat
apparently
fought
not.
Back. The rat fought
the
back.
This is why the rat's still
alive. He said, nuh-uh.
He's crazy.
Not today, Satan.
It is the crazy rat, like, that you can't kill.
No, but now I need to know, do I have to take my dog to a vet now? Because he was bit by a vermin,
not
essentially.
If he's got his shots.
He has his shots.
Then you're good, because that's part. I would still call a vet and just make sure, but I'm assuming if he has his vaccinations that protects, because that's why dogs aren't supposed to be in dog parks with other dogs unless they have their shots, because then they won't transmit. That's
right.
A thing with dogs too, not just people.
So this happened.
Yeah.
He got his rabies shot last year, and they, I think they last 3 years, the rabies shots.
At least two. They last
Two for sure. I think mine is three.
Right.
So I called them.
Yeah.
I called the emergency vet, and I go, do I need to bring my dog in? He was just bit by a rat. Could there be rabies?
Well, you did call.
What do I know? And they said, here's what you do.
Oh,
they were like, stop the bleeding. Is the bleeding stopped? Is it bad? And
poor
I said,
Samson.
I've stopped it. You know, we got a little tissue on there. Stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
And they said, keep an eye on him. You may want to take him to the vet to get a booster just in case.
So
because if he was bit.
Just another shot.
He goes, they go, maybe your vet might do a booster, but call them tomorrow. So I think I probably should call him today.
Yeah,
I'm a little concerned.
Call him just so I have an answer. I need answers, my friend.
Well, I know. I do, too. So this is the second time we've had to go to an emergency vet, essentially, for my dog.
Okay, 414-799-1037 if you want to text or call. Keep going. You were saying.
Because I had to take him there about a month ago, because I accidentally hit him in the damn eye with the Chuck-It. That was an accident. Do you remember that?
Because you abused your dog accidentally.
I didn't abuse him. It was an accident. I feel bad enough as it is.
You sent him out in a field with a giant rat. I mean, what are you doing to this guy?
Anything to do to make me feel like a bad dog parent. Has anyone else's dog had an encounter with nature like this?
Riggs,
did your dog get into a fight with something?
Walk your dog and take him out to fields like every
all
day.
All the time.
You're not a bad dog parent, okay?
No.
Just for that alone.
That rat's the a-hole, by the way.
I wanted to call the rat a bad name I can't say on the air.
I did
to
too.
Like, what a...
But at the end of the day, my dog went after the rat.
Oh my God.
So he instigated it. I don't know.
Well, I don't
something
know.
Like
Let's
this.
Play a song, because the phones are blowing
yeah,
up
they are.
Now. Let's go.
414-799-1037. Oh God. We were just talking about my dog Samson. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, my wife and I were out walking him by the middle school where we live, and there was a giant rat. I'm 1,000% it's a rat.
You're not
I
even
saw it
questioning,
up close.
Yeah.
It was not an opossum. I've seen an opossum up close.
Crazy.
This was a huge rat that was well fed, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's eating good wherever it lives.
Right.
And my dog goes after it. The rat fights back, bites him on the lip, bites him underneath his chin. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen, watching my dog fight this rat. I was like, wow, this is like a nature documentary happening in front of us.
And everybody's texting in. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Somebody said, vet here. You're good. No booster needed. Somebody else said, West Dallas has New York-sized rats. Riggs wasn't even in West Dallas.
No.
Like, everybody, you can find them wherever you go somewhere. But
this was maybe West Dallas-sized rats in Franklin then.
Go to three, though, because Deanna's in Watertown, and
good morning,
she works
Deanna.
For a vet. So I thought, let's go to her first.
Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you guys today?
I'm good.
Well, what do you think about Riggs' problem?
My dog survived a rat attack.
I mean,
yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
We get people all the time that have animals that get bit by wild creatures.
Yeah.
As long as your dog is boosted with the distemper, the lepto, the rabies, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
He literally just had his distemper like a week ago. So
this is good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good pet awareness too for people that don't understand why dogs need to get their shots in their backs. It's good pet awareness, yeah.
Because when you have a wild rat that fights your dog and bites his lip,
Deanna,
he's going to be okay.
What would have happened if he didn't have his shots?
You would definitely have to probably quarantine him because it's kind of weird that he's out during the day, so rabies would definitely be an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'd have to quarantine him. You guys would have to, you know, make sure that you didn't get any saliva from your own dog.
Samson's
then you're
going
talking
to quarantine,
about worrying
baby.
About,
yeah.
you know, getting rabies yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So he's okay. He's got his boosters.
He's okay.
He's okay. He's not foaming. He's not foaming at the mouth or anything. We're good.
No, but then obviously just watch for any infections or pus coming out of, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The area.
But
I did clean it when I got home with hydrogen peroxide. I was like, I think that's what you're supposed to do.
I do with myself. I don't know if you can do that to dogs.
But then I mean, you could put like Neosporin on it, but he's just going to lick it off.
Nah.
So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I feel a little bit better now.
Thanks, Deanna.
Of course.
Appreciate it, Deanna.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Sarah's in Germantown.
Morning, Sarah.
Hi. So, Riggs, I want to thank you for being a responsible pet owner and being your dog vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
10 days ago, I, being the caring animal lover that I am, I see what I thought was a puppy alongside the road.
Uh-huh.
I stop to try to get the dog, you know, check on it.
Right. You're being, you're worried.
Behind me. The dog goes underneath the semi.
Yeah.
I get the dog. I get a rope. Try to get the dog in my car or off to the side.
Yep.
I get bit.
By this little dog?
By this dog. It was an adult.
Okay.
It was a Shar Pei.
Okay.
And come to find out, this dog hadn't been vaccinated since 2018.
Oh, no. So you probably had to get a...
what happened?
I had to get the rabies series.
Are those the ones with, like, the big, long needles?
Yes.
Mm.
So you get the actual vaccine in your arm, and then you get the immune globulins in your muscle. So not only I got bit in the hand in the muscular part underneath your thumb, so I had to get 3 shots around there and 3 shots in each of my legs.
Okay.
And I had to go on day 3, 7, and again on day 14 to get another actual rabies vaccine in my arm.
If humans had to go through all this, they would definitely get their pets vaccinated.
Right.
I mean, if they really heard stories like this, there's reasons for it. Yeah.
Wow. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. That's nuts.
Like, she's trying to do something so sweet and caring.
Saving
she's an
a dog?
Animal lover. I mean, she's saving a damn puppy. You can't
and that
get
dog's,
more
And
awesome
that dog is just
that.
Scared. The dog is probably doesn't know what's going on.
Aww,
it's just freaking out. It's under a... It's not angry at you. It's
and
just
now,
reacting.
Oh yeah. And now Sarah's got to go get rabies shots.
No.
I mean, how did we get here? You know, this poor thing. Oh.
Well, in the off chance
Sarah.
That my dog ever attacks you, you won't need them, okay? But it won't happen either.
I'm good now. I can go play with all the wild animals I want.
She's actually right. Now she can just go and not worry. That's
all the woodland creatures can be your friends now.
Exactly.
Thanks That's for calling.
Funny.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
See you, Sarah.
Ariana's in Waukesha.
Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
Do you have tips for a dog getting in a fight with a rat the size of a small toddler?
I also work at a vet hospital,
okay.
And everything that the first person said is correct.
Okay.
But... I also dog train.
Okay.
And most cities, you cannot have your dog off leash.
Right.
So, just FYI.
Oh, she's getting you the leash talk.
And they got into a fight. whoever's dog is off leash is held liable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about a dog fight. Like,
no.
Dog came out of nowhere and they started fighting.
This is in an area where there is literally nobody. There's other people that will bring their dogs, but as soon as I see, and I'm very vigilant, I put him on the leash right away.
And I actually give Riggs a pass because I know he would only do it in a field with nobody there.
100%. Because I know that too.
But it's
I've seen other dogs and their owners are off the leash. Or excuse me, the dog is off the leash and the owners don't put them on. And then the dog runs over to my dog.
Yeah.
And then there's a confrontation. And I'm like, why wouldn't you leash your dog, you idiot?
But that's why what Ariana said is so important.
Yes.
Keep your dog leashed. It's not your liability.
Right.
Issue.
It's not like an off-leash dog park. I understand that for sure.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call, Ariana.
Yeah, but animal people should know to put it on a leash when you see another dog.
That seems
dog
like common
too.
Sense, right?
That is a common dog sense in my...
It's the first thing I think. I'm like, there's another dog. Even if it's across the way. I'm like, put him on a leash right now.
Because even if you have the best dog ever, you don't know how another dog is going to react.
No.
That's the thing about
it. No, you don't.
You know? Or a rat.
When we've
good.
Got a freaking concert with Chance the Rapper to announce who's coming to Summerfest.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break this down, Riggs. And I mean, like, talk to me like I'm five. So Summerfest is happening in September.
Yes, three separate weekends.
So instead of the normal 11 days, we're doing weekends in September.
It'll be September.
Breaking this down for myself, too.
September 2nd through 4th,
okay.
September 9th through 11th, and the 6th through the 18th, all right?
And the 2nd through the 4th must be Labor Day.
It is.
So that's
absolutely
great.
It is.
Okay,
so that first weekend, Chance will be on that first weekend on the 3rd, September 3rd, and then you got
nice.
The second weekend, September 8th, the Jonas Brothers. Who we just talked about,
yes.
They'll be there.
That is
pretty awesome.
That's going to sell out.
By the way, they're still working to reschedule the Bieber dates and everything because they had people that were scheduled. So
I am
they're working on that.
Out. I want Bieber to come, but he's been postponing. I don't know if he's going to do it.
They're
I'm
working
dying
with
see.
Management right now to get those dates rescheduled with Bieber. So that's what they say.
If Bieber. Okay.
I know, right? I know.
I need to see Justin Bieber again. It's been like 10 years since I've seen him, and his music's way even better now.
Well, then we've got the third weekend of the 17th of September, Miley Cyrus. Miley
is like a different breed these days.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
totally into see what she's like performing now.
Other Kiss artists that you may note there, 24K Golden on the one of the side stages.
Oh, we play Mood
yeah,
all
we
the
play
time.
Mood.
You know the song, Why You Always in a Mood.
Yep, G-Eazy.
They're coming. That's great.
Yeah, G-Eazy, Diplo, Flo Rida, Quinn 92, T-Pain, Ludacris.
T-Pain. Buy you a drink.
And don't forget about REO Speedwagon.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Should I call my mom and tell her? Actually, I love REO Speedwagon.
You should tell
But I'm not going to that show, Riggs.
You should call your dad and tell him they're playing
no,
too.
No.
My dad will be there. I feel like
my older sister would go.
Of course she would.
My sister graduated from high school in the 80s. I mean, she would kill for this.
I love that every year Summerfest has like the usual suspects. Like these guys, Styx always plays.
I feel like
Joan Jett always plays.
And Nelly come every year.
Nelly and Ludacris are there this year. Yes, 100%. Dave Matthews is coming. And if you're into the country thing, they've got, of course, Luke Bryant, Dylan Scott, Chris Stapleton, Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band and Dave Matthews Band, which are performing on the main stage at the amphitheater, they will sell out.
They
just
usually
fine.
Do Alpine Valley, but this year they're doing Summerfest.
Wait, are tickets on sale?
Tickets are on sale right now.
Woo!
Yep. Go to 1037kissfm.com for all things Summerfest. We'll get you linked up there.
What a great Mother's Day gift.
Right?
If your mom's ready to get out of the house and she likes the Jonas Brothers,
hey, Mom,
which is not
Labor
a long
Day.
Shot if she's like, you know, 35.
Right? And even if she doesn't want to, maybe she'll go to REO Speedwagon. Who knows?
Or that, but I was going for Jonas or Chance the Rapper, Miley Cyrus.
It is Throwback Thursday, by the way.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Here it comes. Always takes a couple days for the drama to come out, and we have it, Riggs. Bill and Melinda Gates, one of the biggest divorces of all time because of how rich they are.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see, by the way, the news that he had transferred $2 billion in stock to her?
You say $2 billion with a B?
Uh-huh. On the day that she filed for divorce.
What?
So everyone was like, oh, how nice. He gave her $2 billion. Well, Riggs got a guilty conscience, maybe, because now we're finding out the whole family is pissed at Bill Gates. They're all Team Melinda, including the kids. They have three kids. The youngest one is 18. The oldest one is 25, so they're out of the house now. But apparently they had planned to announce their divorce back in March.
Okay.
They didn't announce it till what, last week, the end of last week. So the family had rented this private island that they were going to go to, so nobody could reach them when the news broke to bug them and try to get you know, answers.
Yeah.
But they didn't announce the divorce, and everybody went anyway, minus Bill Gates, and they were all pissed. They said the kids were with Melinda. They're mad at him for something he did. We can only speculate, but that he's the one they're not happy with. Okay, so interesting.
These gray divorces are what I've heard. They're called the gray or silver divorces, one of the two.
What do you mean? Like, what, you've been married for?
Well, like these people that have gotten older. They're probably 30 years into marriage.
Uh-huh.
The kids are out of the house.
Yep.
They're out on their own.
Yep. And then they realize they don't have anything in common anymore. Or
they start to not really get on each other's.
Well, a lot of times,
they're not simpatico anymore.
I would think your kids are what you have in common a lot of the time with a mate, because that's your life, and then they're gone, and you're like, wait.
And it masks a lot of your problems, too. I think that's what happened with my parents.
Or
30 years of marriage. Yeah. 30 years of marriage.
They push through. Well, and honestly, when you have kids, you can't, it's hard to think about the other stuff because you're hyper-focused, you know?
And there was a time when it was stigmatized to get divorced and to get out of a marriage like that.
Some people still stigmatize it, which I think is crazy.
Just like, if you're unhappy, then leave. Why would you stay together just for the marriage? Like, if you're unhappy... Right.
Didn't they say, though, the marriage rate is, like, lower than it has been ever?
Because people don't feel
pressure to get married. When, you know, we were kids, it was like, well, actually, when I was a kid, women could work, you know? But honestly, there was a time where women, it was like, your job is to be a homemaker, and you stay at home, and you figure that out. And that's not the case anymore. So, you know, you don't have there was no other options.
That's why divorce rates are down, because people aren't getting married as much.
Correct a mundo, my friend. Why does it feel like we live in small walkie?
Because we do.
No matter what happens, everyone's connected to somebody. And it got really wild for me yesterday, the connections. Because I've even said this with dating. Most people I ended up dating for a little while, I knew somebody who knew them.
Yes.
Always. It came up that somebody knew somebody. And it's just small walkie.
Mm-hmm.
So get this, Riggs.
Yeah.
You know, I went golfing last night.
Yeah.
Had the time of my life. It was a foursome of girls.
Mm.
My girlfriend, who I've known 15 years. We lived across from each other in condos on the east side back in the day. I went with her golfing.
Yeah.
And she had two of her other friends.
Yeah.
To come. So there were four of us, right? They invited me. I was the outsider because they're all friends. Well, one of the girls that I golfed with, who I adore, this is so wild, just so happens to be, okay, her brother is my ex's best friend.
Okay.
So I didn't meet, I only met her once, like in passing at a Bucks game. And now she has become really good friends with one of my friends, totally through their kid's school.
Your ex's best friend's
sister is who I golfed with. I mean, could it get any more small walkie than that? And it wasn't even like it was just a random connection that had nothing to do with my ex. So my friend Ashley met her, the other girl, became good friends with her this year because their kids are in school together. But she, the girl that I golfed with, just so happens to be the sister of my ex. Are you following me?
Yes, I'm following that.
It's what? We had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, and it made for some good conversation. But so it was interesting, but I thought, with small walkie,
Has anybody else had this happen before? I've heard this happen just around us as radio people, but I've never really heard it used outside of us, honestly. Small walkie.
Where you run into somebody
where you know someone who knows someone else, and you end up striking up a conversation.
And do you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah.
The one, they didn't even know, like, they didn't realize I was friends. If you're in different circles,
right?
You don't even realize that you can have friends that close. It's so weird.
The different degrees of separation.
My friend Ashley said that her friend was like, wait, how do you know Allie? And she was like, how do you know Allie? And they pieced it together that they both knew me separately.
Yeah.
And it's so wild. Small walkie. Crazy, right?
100%, yeah.
Do you have a small walkie story?
I do, yes. But it was in a Greek community, so it was kind of smaller.
Oh, you just assume all Greek people know each other?
I did, because they're in the restaurant business. But I met the owner of the Honey Butter Cafe, who lives in Franklin.
Okay.
Her name is Ellie. nice girl.
Yeah.
We're talking and talking to her. I bring up this other name of another Greek owner that I know. Her name is Vivian, who owns the Apollo Cafe.
Yeah.
She owns Paul's Jewelers over in West Dallas area. And she goes, shut up. I know her very well. Like, they go to church together. And so it was just strange that they had linked each other together. People that I knew that were kind of piecing themselves together. But it happens
weird.
All the time. Working
all the time.
And it happens all the time where I skydive as well.
Yeah.
At Skydive Milwaukee.
Right.
Where I'll meet somebody there.
You know what's weird, though? Last night, like, the connection, how I ended up golfing with my friend who's now friends with my ex's best friend. Whatever. It's so, like, weird.
When you find out.
Because it's not even, it wasn't even a radio connection. It had nothing to do, like, people we had met working. It was a completely separate, just, I know
mine
you,
are all,
I know you.
Mine are all things that I know someone who they know someone, like, within radio or within a business
small
or something.
Walkie,
if this has happened to you before, you can call 414-799-1037. It is the world's biggest small town, I feel like.
It is. And whoever texted in a foursome of girls, stop it. Yes.
I thought the same thing.
You're so nasty. Why do guys always go there?
Because we want them to be lesbians and we want to see them naked.
We're just golfing. You
I know, but you said foursome. You were talking about your small walkie experience.
Yeah, that I went golfing last night. It was like my fourth time ever, but it was so much fun. I went with a foursome of girls. Yeah, I said foursome, okay? But I was with one of my best friends who I've known for 15 years since we lived on the east side over there. But the other girls in the group, one of them happened to be... the sister
of your ex's,
of my
best
ex's
friend.
Best friend.
Which
is small stuff, right?
Totally.
So basically, one of the girls I was golfing with knows my ex really well, which is wild because I had only.
But
you
that
know,
made for some interesting conversation.
It made for great conversation. This is why we only golfed 5 holes in 2 hours because we couldn't stop talking, okay?
414-799-1037. You can call or text.
Amanda in Milwaukee says she has a story that will top mine for small walkies. Stories.
What is your small walkie
Let's
story?
Hear it, girl.
Go ahead.
All right. So I have this ex-fiance that left me for another woman.
Okay.
Now they have kids.
Yeah.
We were pregnant at the same time because I met a different guy. Mm-hmm. And
you were better off.
Yeah.
Well, we found out a year later that the woman that my ex-fiance left me for is cousins with my daughter's father. So my ex-fiance's kids and my daughter are cousins.
Okay, so your ex-fiance's kids. Oh, God!
That's weird.
And your daughter are cousins.
Yes.
Amanda, you have won. You
that
have
is
talked,
yes.
I mean,
and this
I
is
mean,
all within Milwaukee, by the way. This isn't like
what?
Across the country.
Milwaukee.
Okay. All right.
This is like what we were talking about, Riggs. Somebody texted this in, Amanda, and they said, my boss and my college friend used to manage apartments together when they found out that they all knew each other because they got tagged on Facebook. And somebody was like, how do you know her? Imagine if we didn't have Facebook, we really wouldn't know
right?
who we know that knows everybody else.
Jeez. Well, Amanda, right?
Yes, yeah. Amanda. I can't get over that. So your ex-fiance's kids with another woman is now your daughter's cousin.
That's very small walkie. And you're the current winner if this was a competition, Amanda.
Amanda, killing it.
Thank you so much for calling.
Brad's.
Thank you.
Thanks, girl. Brad
Appreciate
fell
listening.
Off. Jenna's in Racine.
Good morning, Jenna. What's up?
Hi.
What's your small walkie story, Jenna?
What do you got, girl?
So I was in church one day, and my dad pointed out a new family. And he's like, Jenna, do you know who they are? And I'm like, no, I don't know who they are. How would I know who they are?
Mm-hmm.
And the husband took your mom to prom.
What?
Yeah, so the husband of the family took my mom to prom in high school because my mom got dumped like 2 days before prom.
No.
And her brother ended up finding this guy to go with her. So,
okay.
And this was all in
Let
Milwaukee.
Let me ask you something. So you're at church with your family. Does it weird you out to see a dude that your mom dated like many moons ago?
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Then I went up to him afterwards and I'm like, yeah, I'm this person's daughter.
Was it even weirder to have your dad point that out?
Right.
A little.
Can you imagine?
Right?
That's such a dad thing to do. Cut your mom went to prom with that guy, but look at me, I'm better.
That guy used to hook up with your mom back in the day, but now I'm good.
And you know what's funny, Jenna? Your dad would only point him out if your dad thought he was hotter than that guy. Just saying.
Absolutely.
Your dad would never have pointed him out.
Because he knows that your mom upgraded 100% with him.
I never thought of it it that way.
I see.
There you go.
It's got to be something like that for a guy.
He's like, see what she's got now? Much better. Much better.
She picked,
my parents are divorced.
Oh, God. Well,
then that's awkward.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
But even funnier, honestly, so this family was hosting an event out at one of their properties.
Okay.
And they live directly next door to my boyfriend's cousin.
Oh, wow. That is small walkie right there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for calling this morning, Jenna.
You.
Appreciate it.
We can do one more real quick. Jessica's in Waukesha.
Good morning, Jessica. What's your small walkie story? What's up?
Guys, you think those other ones were messed up. Hold up to this one. Hold
oh, God.
Hand.
Saving the best for last.
Jessica,
I love this.
I am in. Go, girl.
Go.
Okay. So my dad's mother was married to my grandfather.
Your grandma and your grandpa, right?
Okay.
My grandma and my grandpa.
Got it. Okay.
They got married, had kids, had my dad.
Uh-huh.
She went in to deliver my dad to an OBGYN named Robert Schmidt.
Okay.
Okay. He's well known in the Menominee Falls area.
Okay. Hey, Robert Schmidt.
What up, Schmidt?
Anyway, go on.
Robert Schmidt is now my dad's stepdad.
Wait. I have to process this.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Go through that one more time, please.
Okay, so my grandma went into labor with my dad.
Okay.
While she's married to my grandfather.
Okay.
The doctor is now her husband.
The doctor that delivered your dad.
That's wild.
Is now my grandma's husband.
Is now your grandma's husband. Wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did they meet?
I guess... Well, they met at like a medical conference years later.
Okay.
After my grandfather had passed away from cancer.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
it's better.
So wait, the doctor married
your dad?
No,
my grandma.
Your grandma.
Who was giving birth? Yes. Your grandma was giving birth.
My grandma gave birth
to
my
dad.
So
basically, the guy that delivered your grandma's baby, she later married that doctor. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's far out, man.
So, but you think about it. The grandpa's in, they're all in there with this guy, and years later, I see now.
That is twisted.
I don't think it's that. I mean,
it's not bad, but it's just.
They're all the same age.
It's bizarre that it's small
just
walking.
It's bizarre. Right, years later.
He's 13 years older than my grandma.
I was going to say there's got to be an age gap, too.
That's all right.
You'll be all right.
When you're 80, it does. When you're 50 or 60,
right.
It doesn't matter.
89.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Why don't
now,
you hit
but...
like 40? Whatever.
That's right.
13 years. 10
Age is
years.
Just, it's just but a number, friends. Just but a number.
Yeah, whatever. We're all old.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for calling, girlfriend.
Yep. See,
small
we got
walkie, I love
total
it.
Good small walkie stories. That's right.
13 years. 10
Age
years.
Is just, it's just but a number, friends. Just but
yeah,
a number.
Yeah, whatever. We're all old.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for calling, girlfriend.
Yep. See,
small
we got
walkie, I love
total
it.
Good small walkie stories.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know, I wish I could say awkward, but this is totally predictable. So the woman who's been claiming that she had an affair with Tristan Thompson recently, since he got back together with Khloé after his other two cheating scandals, she's claiming that he lied to her and told her they weren't together. Anyway, she claims she has the text to prove it, the messages. Tristan Thompson has been denying it from the go, but... They sent her, so Tristan Thompson sent to this girl who claims she was screwing around with them when he was with Khloé, a cease and desist letter, which is basically a letter from a lawyer that says you have to stop talking about this or we're going to sue you because you're lying.
It's a warning.
She is doubling down and said, I don't care about it. It means nothing. She's basically calling them liars, and she's not. She's like, I'm not going to shut up. I won't be called a liar. I'm going to keep talking, which means she's either going to get really sued if she's lying, or he is going to look like an idiot when everything comes out, and we see that he's, and everything says he's lying. His history, and they're going, well, she's an opportunist. She's using him to get famous. That's his fault.
Yeah.
He has no one to be mad at but himself for that one. If you're taking women who are using you, like you're using them, and they're using it to get famous off of you, you've done this with how many Instagram models now?
Yeah. That's called karma, bro.
Yeah.
Karma. That's what they call it.
So
what goes out comes back.
Comes
right back around.
Let the lawyers handle it. But they sent her, this woman, this Instagram model who says she was screwing around with Tristan Thompson, a cease and desist, and she literally said, It was sent to an email I no longer use. I'm moving forward with the truth. I'm choosing not to comply. I will not be called a liar.
Then tell the truth.
When rich people try to intimidate.
Right?
Crazy, right?
And then the truth shall set you free.
It always comes out, honey.
It always does. Yep.
I got receipts, bro. I got literal receipts to call this guy out who's trying to come for me.
I gotta hear this.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
What is going on?
Do you remember the drama that happened with my stupid homeowners association in my neighborhood?
Yes.
When I got a letter, a handwritten letter in October last year.
Handwritten,
saying you are 6 months overdue on your homeowner's dues. Please pay or risk a $20 a month fine.
And by the way, Riggs is like the king of doing things on time, paying. So it's funny that you got a letter saying you hadn't paid.
And 2020 was a jacked up year.
It was crazy.
It was weird. I go, here, you live across the street. The money.
What I love is that the guy who lives across the street sent you a handwritten letter.
He's across the street and two houses down. He's close enough that he could throw it. I know he's old, but he can walk it over there with his lazy ass. So I paid it late, but I paid it last year.
And you were mad about it, but you did it, and we talked about it on the show.
Then they had a meeting at the homeowners meeting in January where they said anybody that pays dues late is going to have a $20 a month fee.
Ooh, were you the youngest guy there, by the way? Are you the youngest people in your neighborhood?
We are the youngest people.
I can picture it just 100%. From the stories, but go on.
So he's all excited to enact this new fine for people that don't pay their dues on time. This year, I make it a point to pay them early. Like, I'm a month early because I'm like, I'm going to show this guy.
You got something to prove.
Yeah. So I wrote him a check back in March. They're due in April on the 15th. I paid them back in March.
You're like, whoo, then they're early, sucka.
Until enter this weekend, Allie.
Oh, no, what?
When I'm in my yard and my other neighbor from across the street comes over and starts striking up a conversation.
It's like Desperate Housewives with men.
Yeah.
Seriously, and it's like that kind of neighborhood. Yeah.
He goes, can I ask you something? And please don't be offended by this. And I go, oh boy, this could go really anywhere.
Yeah, if you say that before you say the next thing, you're going to offend somebody.
He goes, did you pay your homeowner dues this year? And I go, you're damn right I did. And I paid them early, too.
He goes,
oh, interesting. And I go, why? He goes, he thinks you didn't pay it yet this year.
What?
I go, what?
How?
He goes, he was telling me the other day that he couldn't believe that after all the hoopla from last year with his letter, and you knew that you paid late, that you still didn't pay on time.
This
and I go,
this guy is talking smack on top of it
to the
other neighbors.
I go, oh, really? He goes, yeah. And I go, well, you let him keep thinking that because I want him to come for me. Because when he comes for me, I went to my bank account last night.
Was it cashed? Was the check cashed?
Not only was it cashed, Allie, but I have here saved copies of the check, the cashed check.
I love online banking.
And not only on the front, but I have the back with his name
signed.
The guy who's saying I didn't pay.
Stop.
His name signed, written clear as day on the back.
He endorsed it with his name on the check. And then he went and told another neighbor that you didn't pay.
Yes.
Which is honestly destroying your credibility.
100%.
Like, it makes your reputation. You look like a bad guy. You're just
a good dude.
Bills.
I even paid early this year to be cool about it.
Oh.
And he's still telling people going around that I didn't pay on time.
I want you to wait for him to do that. I want you to go confront him. I'm dying to hear the ending to this.
Should I just go over there right now and go, is this not good enough to check that you signed?
Yeah.
Did that one not count?
Because what if?
What happened?
What if?
Yeah.
The other guy, the one who's starting the S by telling you, what if he is actually misunderstanding a conversation?
Or
what if he's the Esther and it's actually, what if you, my point is, what if you went over to the old guy's house and you were like, oh, yeah, I paid. And he was like, yeah, I know you paid. I signed the check. What are you talking
about?
Whereas
he could have been having
stupid.
He could have been having a conversation with him in passing about how,
unlike
last year when the Riggs house didn't pay their dues.
It's telephone. And this is how rumors get started, is misunderstandings in telephone.
No. Nope. All
so
I said to the
I
neighbor
need to
that,
know who's to blame.
Right. So the neighbor that told me this, I go, don't say anything. I go, just let it be as it's going to be because I know I paid.
Right.
Right. So if they come at me with this $20 late fee.
Oh, dude.
Ah, man, it's on. Because I went and I said, I'm just going to set up my receipts. I'm going to put them to the side. I have them in a saved folder on my phone.
When would you get the $20 late fee? Because we're a month.
We're almost a month. Well, it'll be a month in about a week.
So then you'll know if he charges you and then you'll be able to storm over there.
He's not going to wait. He's going to want to charge me that $20 fee immediately. And he's probably, if he does think this, he's so old and so disgruntled and such a crotchety old man.
He's
sitting
after
there.
You no matter what.
I think he's sitting there going, well, I'm just going to wait. If I don't see it by the 15th, I'm going to send him a notice.
So you're convinced he's got it out for you. We're not sure if the middleman is completely.
I don't know. But it's a bunch of drama with stupid old white men in my neighborhood.
I said it's Desperate Housewives for me.
It really is. The thing is, the guy that lives across the street from me is actually a nice guy.
Yeah, I believe
you. The one
you.
That told me. Like, I actually get along with him.
You know
it's
what?
Just this one crotchety old...
And this is like classic. I wish this was my biggest problem.
Me too.
Collecting a... $300
homeowner's fee.
10 people in one neighborhood. That's my biggest problem in life. Can you imagine?
Uh-huh. Well, you got to walk your dog sometimes,
but
too.
If we ran that thing, we wouldn't even care if people paid because we have so many other problems. We'd be like, you didn't pay? Whatever, Tom. Have a great day.
I almost wanted to run to be the treasurer of our neighborhood just to run circles around this old man and make his life hell.
Dude, if you don't run against this guy, I swear.
I could totally beat him.
And then sell your house. And then move.
Rigs it out. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 103.7kissfm.com.